Our sermon today is based on a reading from Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Very brief. It says, "Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap steadfast love, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you." Thank you, God, for helping us to sow and grow and produce good fruit for you. With this sermon series about growing and sowing, I've been trying to follow the age-old process necessary for growing crops. We start with dirt, and then we add the seed, and in due time, like with any garden, we will get to the all-important tasks of watering and fertilizing. And yes, there is fertilizer in the Bible. But let's get our seed going first. Of course, we can't keep the seeds in its little packets. We got to sow it. We got to get it in the ground. We've looked at a couple of Jesus's parables about sowing and seeding, and he always appears to encourage us to sow far and wide, liberally and happily, faithfully throwing out the seed to land wherever it will, because that's what seed is for, right? For sowing and growing. But the ground has to be prepared for the seed, furrows dug, clods broken up, neat rows created. I've been reading The Good Earth by Pearl S. Buck recently. It's the story of a simple farmer named Wang Lung and how through sweat, toil, diligence, and determination, he goes from hard scramble farming, barely getting by, to managing a great deal of land and growing bountiful crops of wheat and rice and more. Part of the reason for Wang Lung's success was his absolute connection to his land. He truly loved it. He truly treasured it. He didn't have a cultivator or a harvester, so he did most of the backbreaking work by hand. He spent long, hot days out in his fields. Sometimes he even slept in the furrows. When a drought drove him and from his farms into the city, he pined for his good earth and was only made whole when he was back where he belonged. As admirable and as hardworking Wang Lung was, we must doubly admire his wife, Olan. She was his rock and his root, his partner in planting, who loved the land as much as he did, though he didn't realize how much he relied on her until he lost her. This woman hoed and farrowed and harvested and weeded and dug right beside him without complaint for many, many years. At one point, she quietly put down her hoe, went to the house, gave birth, and came right back out to work. Who says women are the weaker vessels? The Apostle Paul does, but that's another sermon. No matter how rich Wang Lung grew, even after moving into a big house in town, his lifeblood was in the dark, rich, abundant, good earth, and he only felt alive out there amid the mud, the water, the sun, and his crops. Wang Lung certainly knew the old saying, you reap what you sow. If you plant rice, you're going to get rice, nothing else. If you plant an apple tree, you're going to get apples. Plant what you want and want what you plant. In the garden, we are sowing and growing for God. What would we most like to plant? Better, what do we most need to plant? The prophet Hosea gives us a very clear idea. Sow righteousness, he says, and you will reap steadfast love, God's steadfast love, full of forgiveness and redemption. What a wonderful crop. Hosea was calling the people of Israel out for sowing seed that was the direct opposite of righteousness. They were sowing dissension and dissatisfaction, distortion and division. They were sowing apostasy, oppression, persecution, and idolatry, exactly the things God does not want us to grow. They were in a wretched moral state, a weed-filled wasteland. There was no pity, no piety, only barrenness and badness. No one could survive or thrive on a crop like that. Hosea called Israel to turn from their sinful ways and return to God, using agricultural imagery that they would certainly understand. You reap what you sow, so make righteousness your crop. As I studied this scripture, I started wondering, what is righteousness? Google the word and you'll get answers like this. Righteousness is the quality of being morally right or justifiable. And this, righteousness is defined today as acting in accord with divine or moral law. law. Sorry about the New York accent. It gets in there sometimes. And righteousness is an action or behavior that is morally right or just according to God's standards. Another source says righteousness is a biblical quality of moral uprightness and purity that aligns with God's character and will. It involves faith, obedience, and holiness, and is fulfilled in Christ and by the Spirit. Righteousness is one of those intangible assets that if you sow it and you grow it, you know it when it's in you. I think we can simply and profoundly define righteousness as knowing what is the right, merciful, beautiful, just, loving thing to do in any situation, and then doing it. Righteousness is nothing we can make or create of ourselves, like the scientists I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the ones God told to make their own dirt. Only when we prepare the furrows and fields of our hearts and open them to the sowing of God's blessings can we know what righteousness really is. One of the commentators I consulted wrote, "Our hearts are as ground overrun with weeds, which have need to be plowed and broken up by conviction, humiliation, and godly sorrow for sin, so that good seed may be sown in them." God is the source of that good seed we need. God is the source of all righteousness, the ultimate crop of mercy and love and justice that feeds our spirits and gives meaning to our lives. God promises to rain righteousness down upon us so we can cultivate and produce fruit that shows we are God's own good crop, ripe and ready for the harvest, planted with God's own sanctified seed. What is the fruit we need to produce? Nothing more and nothing less than the fruit of the Spirit, as delineated in Galatians 5, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. There is no law against righteousness, knowing and doing the right thing. You can't act righteously or do righteous things without also having love. To have a proper planting, you have to break up the fallow, useless, unproductive ground in your heart. It may be hard clods of resentment or stubbornness. It may be grinding grudges that you refuse to hack into pieces so good seed can grow in you. You may have to pick up big, sharp stones and toss them aside so they don't hinder the work of the planting you are doing. It's hard work. Hard is the work Wang Lung put into his fields. He did it patiently, tirelessly, looking forward to the time of the harvest, that moment of satisfaction when he could stand at the edge of his fields and see his crop growing up strong and proud, knowing he could feed his family and others and have silver in his hand. Growing in righteousness is hard work, but it's worthy work when you find yourself growing in faith, in patience, in love, and joy, and peace, and all the other fruits of the Spirit God longs to plant in you. When you turn to God like a weary, unwatered plant, seeking sunlight and sustenance and a chance to grow into what you were meant to be, longing and needing to be nurtured and cultured and to find your potential, then God will turn to you and rain down upon you all the blessings you ever need, the right as rains blessings you need to help you grow. 2 Corinthians 9:10 reminds us that we can trust in this promise of God as we trust in all of God's promises. This verse says, "He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness." What an intriguing phrase, the harvest of your righteousness. The harvest of all the good things you do and say, the harvest of all the good work you do for the Lord. There is a warning in these verses for us. What are we as a nation sowing? Are we hard-hearted and uncaring like ancient Israel, merciless and ruthless? Are we sowing as ancient Israel did, seeds of distrust and discord and disruption? God calls us to sow the right words, the right spirit, the right attitudes, the right actions, those things that make for our peace, those things that will help others grow and glow. Now is the time to become productive again. Now is the time for us to sow and then reap righteousness. We seek to grow a harvest that we are glad and proud to bring to God's own throne, to hear God say to us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." The song the choir sang for us today is truly appropriate. We will sow, we will plant, and we will come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing them back to the one garden where it all began. Let us pray. Indeed, it is time to seek the Lord and follow his will. God, may your good and righteous seed grow fully and abundantly in us. Help us to sow kindness, mercy, welcome, love, and inclusion all around us. God, bless our plowing and our sowing and knowing and growing, showing us a good and righteous harvest in due season. Amen.
Over, they will let us welcome. We shall go.